and human rights. The UK pays tribute to those courageous individuals. This time last year, we highlighted the intimidation and harassment faced by the son of Jimmy Lai, Sebastian, and his international legal team for their engagement with this council. We are deeply troubled that such tactics appear to have continued, including death and rape threats and repeated attacks to hack email and bank accounts as set out in this year's report. In Belarus, members of the Congress of Democratic Trade Unions have been detained for advocating workers' rights and engaging with the International Labour Organization. Delegates of the Human Rights Center, Vyasna, face years in prison for cooperating with UN mechanisms. In Vietnam, author and journalist Pham Doan Chang remains in detention for her work to advance human rights, including through her engagement with the UN. And in Russia, the authorities have dissolved the NGO Man and Law, citing its engagement with the UN. Mr. President, a conservative figure of 300 human rights defenders lost their lives in 2023. What can be done to reduce this terrible toll? Thank you.
Thank you. The floor is for Cuba.
Gracias, señor presidente. Como hemos trasladado